Some of the world's most gifted musicians are gathered in Fort Worth, Texas, for the 5th annual Van Cliburn Foundation's International Competition for Outstanding Amateurs. The only requirements, besides talent, are that competitors must be over 35 and not make their living performing or teaching music. We're listening to Greg Fisher, one of this year's semifinalists. He joins us from radio station KTCU in Fort Worth. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, congratulations on making the semifinals, which end this afternoon. I actually understand you changed your music program right before you went on stage in Tuesday night's round of the competition. Why did you do that? That would seem to be very nerve-wracking.
It was very nerve-wracking. I thought, well, there's a couple of pieces that are very old and very familiar to me that I'd feel a lot more comfortable about playing than what was originally programmed.
And what did you decide to play?
Well, I started with a little piece from Kreischer Rihanna, that's Robert Schumann, and the Serlong song, which is number 6, and then continued with the Rachmaninoff Prelude, which we opened with here, and that was the Opus 32, number 12, in G-sharp minor, and then finally played a piece I played when I was 12 years old, which was the Cogitarian Toccata.
You know, I understand when you were introduced on Tuesday night, the announcer said that yours was a story of miracles and that you're a walking, talking example of how music can heal. Can you tell us about that? Tell us a little of your life story.
Well, it definitely healed me, or at least helped me stay in the right direction. Back in about 94, I was a bit of an abuser of a controlled, dangerous substance, which eventually, within about a year, everything I had dear to me, including a Steinway piano, was lost to it in paying the bills.
You had to steal for your habit?
I did. So it actually landed me up to a little bit of stint in a rehab of sorts.
I understand you actually ended up in prison.
Oh, yes. I was locked up for 20 months. And then I came out and decided, well, I'd go back to our family business, which is a glass shop, and I needed something more to stay out of trouble. I wanted something that would hopefully appeal to my heart as well, because I think that life is partly doing something that you love to do. And my ex-piano teacher persuaded me to go back into music and at least start taking lessons, start playing again, and I realized that a lot of the life that I led before my downfall was because I had given up that part of me. I wasn't playing, I wasn't listening, I wasn't doing anything, and so I thought I'd start back on piano, and that is what keeps my sanity, that's what keeps my motivation, and now it keeps my heart fulfilled.
Greg, what do you think about or experience when you're at the piano in these competitions?
Richard Rodzinski, the executive director, kind of told me I should tone down. And one of my serious problems is I don't get up on stage enough. You know, I have so much inside of me bottled up that needs to come out in my music. And a lot of times I just go overboard because I want to share all this free-falling emotion from barbaricism like the Cogitarian Toccata to almost insanity with the Schumann Serlong song from Kreischer Rihanna. I just want to share it all.
Reading your bio, it sounds like you were a piano prodigy. You started lessons when you were 8. By the time you were 11, you'd won a full scholarship to the Wisconsin College Conservatory. Did you assume you'd play professionally?
My teacher in Wisconsin assumed that. Unfortunately, some family problems occurred, and we actually moved to Oklahoma when I was 14 years old. And she asked me if I could stay with her and living in her house and get ready to go to Juilliard, either Juilliard or Peabody. And my parents decided that that probably wasn't in the cards for me. They wanted, you know, family to stay with family. So we all moved to Oklahoma.
That's a difficult choice, leaving your family member with a mentor or bringing them along.
My mother still kind of regrets the decision and in the same respect loves her decision.
In fact, now, by day, you work at your family's glass installation business in Edmond, Oklahoma.
That is correct, yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Since we opened the shop. I was 17 years old, so we're, 33 years old.
I would think that might be a hazardous job for a pianist.
A glass man that doesn't get cut daily either didn't show up for work or showed up for work and didn't do a darn thing.
So your hands have bandages on them, huh?
Right now I'm kind of nursing an injury, which is the very tip of my thumb. So it hurts like the dickens just to play the piano right now. But I've got to practice.
Yeah, I guess you
do. We work through the pain.
Mm-hmm. Do you get blood on your keys?
Actually, I do. Yeah, I was worried about in the preliminary because I didn't think I'd opened up the cut. But just before going up on stage, I was playing the concertina toccata, very masculine, we would say. Mm-hmm. And it kind of opened up the cut. And that was in the warm-up room. I had 15 minutes to go on stage, and I was worried that they were going to have to clean off the keys when I was done. But it didn't bleed too much, just a little bit. In fact, I want to be taken seriously. And being a blue-collar, it's hard to get taken seriously in a white-collar world. And so part of me tries to keep that almost a hush-hush deal.
Hmm.
So yeah, I don't like to tell that I'm kind of cut all the time.
Are you unusual in that way in this crowd?
I think I'm pretty unusual.
This is actually your fifth appearance at the Van Cliburn competition, and
yes.
you were also a semifinalist in 1999.
The first competition where I met my wife, yes.
Mm-hmm. She's a performer too?
Yes, absolutely.
And
she's been here four times. I asked her, we were married less than a year after we did that first competition, and every time we came here for the three consecutive times, she kept beating me. She'd go to the semifinals, and I'd stay back in the preliminaries and get lost.
Hmm.
So I thought this time, I asked her very nicely and politely, Mijo, would you please stay home and not compete against me so I have at least a little bit of a chance to go to the next round? And she agreed to be my cheerleader this time.
That was very nice of her. Do you think that you or other amateurs enjoy making music more because it's not the way you earn your living?
I think we're released from trying to prove something because we're already successful in our own lives, whatever that means to the person. So the music is more for music's sake, for the communication's sake. It's not to prove that I'm a great pianist or that I deserve a recording contract or any of that. We're not in that for that. We're in just to share some of the most beautiful music ever written for the piano.
Greg Fisher, thanks very much, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Greg Fisher will perform at today's semifinals in the Van Cliburn Foundation's International Piano Competition for Outstanding Amateurs. The finals are Sunday afternoon, and the winners will be announced Sunday evening. This is Greg Fisher's performance of the Sehr Langsam movement of Robert Schumann's Kreisleriana. This is Weekend Edition. I'm John Itzstein.